Welcome to the Pac-12 Hotline podcast. We are back. Handicapper Rafael Esparza from Doc Sports talking point spreads, line movements, totals, trends, everything about Pac-12 football this week. Thanks for joining me, Rafael.
Thanks for having me. It's been I've been enjoying this week after week. As again, no one gives any love to the West Coast.
No, that's true. Although the selection committee is doing a pretty good job there with where Oregon and Utah are and then getting USC into the rankings, it couldn't have gone much better for the Pac-12 with the release this week.
Yeah, talk about night and day from last year to this year when it comes to college football and it comes to Mountain West and the Pac-12. Last year, let's face it, me and you have been discussing, they were the laugh of college football last year. This year, totally, totally different. I think they're even deeper conference than some of the big conferences like the Big Ten and SEC.
Incredible parity. It seems to be helping prop up the resumes of Utah and Oregon too.
Yeah, I totally agree with that, and that's what they need. I mean, granted, Oregon's got a big road game this week, so that would a win from them on the road will boost their rankings up a little, probably.
Yeah, why don't we start there? In fact, the Ducks are a 14.5, last line I saw, 14.5 point favorite at ASU with a total of 52. How do you see that?
I mean, it all depends on if we're going to see the Ducks defense that played Arizona last week, 34-6, then Arizona is going to be ASU is going to be in a very, very long evening. I mean, they lost at home to USC a couple of weeks ago. They lost to Colorado at home. So going to Tempe is in Sun Devil State is an easy task. It's not like it's Death Valley going to Penn State when it's a whiteout and trying to steal a victory. I think the Oregon Ducks defense has shown that, hey, they're not scared of anybody at any place, their backyard, someone else's backyard. Ask Auburn, ask the rest of Pac-12 what they faced this week or this season. I like the Ducks in this spot, even though it's a big, big, big number. I mean, I wouldn't want to play the Oregon Ducks right now because I think they feel the momentum. I mean, and that's huge for Ducks. They've covered four of their last five in conference play. And in the month of November, they usually always go well. And let's face it, they've had success at Arizona State. They've covered five of their last seven games in Sun Devil Stadium.
Wow, that's I hadn't realized they've been that successful against the number down there. Anything strike you about what's going on with ASU these days? They've lost, you know, hit this losing skid. Now they're in jeopardy of not even making a bowl game.
I think injuries, and it's a very young team. I think once those injuries, they get bit by the injury bug, and had to replace those injuries with true freshmen and people that maybe were going to maybe redshirt or stuff like that. So I just think they're just a very young team. They started off hot. They cooled off. But again, it's no disrespect to Arizona State. I just think the Pac-12 conference, those elite teams, the Oregons, Utahs, and stuff like that, are exposing some of the teams that are not as deep as them. So, I mean, they'll be okay. They're still 5-5. They need one more win for a bowl game. They might get it. That's a big, 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 big might. But I think they're set up for next year. Next year's class coming in and all these experience they got will help them next year.
Moving about 90 miles, 100 miles south, Utah is a 22.5 point favorite at Arizona. I haven't looked it up, but I can't remember the last time Arizona was more than a 3-touchdown dog at home.
Yeah, I mean, let's face it. It's all on Utah's defense. We've said it time and time and time again that ever since that loss to USC, that defense has totally went completely bananas. Throw out that Washington game, but that was at Washington when they gave up 28 points. I mean, they've given up 3 to UCLA, the goose egg to Cal, 3 points to ASU. Utah wins this game, and Utah wins by defense. And it's going to be very interesting. I'm praying to the Pac-12 football guys and the gambling guys, I want to see Utah and Oregon play because that's going to be one of the best games, I think, in college football this season. I mean, besides the Alabama LSU that we were force-fed to SEC crap all season long, that game's going to be fun to watch. I'm hoping for a big Utah win because I can't wait to watch it. Utah has covered their last six conference games. That's a tough task to eat. I think Arizona's going to be a very long evening.
So you would you would give all those points, it sounds like, huh?
Yeah, I just don't like Arizona, what they're doing. I think they just lost hope already. I mean, they've only covered one game at home in their last five games. I mean, there's no home field advantage. They've struggled in conference play. I just think Utah and that defense is going to really punch Arizona in the mouth really quickly.
So another double-digit spread, and it's a rivalry game. USC is a 13.5-point favorite over UCLA, total of 65.5. What stands out to you there?
I really like the way both teams have turned their seasons around. I mean, especially we said USC, I mean, they were already firing their head coach and looking at new stuff, and they've won 4 out of 5. And a lot of three of those games were on the road, beating Cal, beating Arizona State, beating Colorado. I think that's why they got into the top, the 23 in the rankings, because of what they've been doing on the road. And I think that's what's going to help them right now. I know UCLA's played some good games, but those games that they won in Colorado, Arizona, were at home. They lost badly to Utah last week. Their only true significant win was at Stanford, and Stanford has took a step backwards. I like USC in this spot. UCLA will keep this close. It all depends who can do the better adjustments at halftime. But I'm going to lean towards UCLA to see what the number is. It's 14, a total 65. I'm going to lean to see what the public does on this. But I also like the over a little bit. I mean, the under on this one. I thought the total was way too high, especially if USC can control the tempo of the game.
Generally speaking, do you like the under in rivalry games? Because, you know, the coaches may be playing it a little bit more conservatively. There's more, because of all the emotion, more chance for turnovers. How do you view the totals in these type of situations?
Certain games were rivalry games. Yes, I look at the totals really closely. But some other, like, for instance, like the Oregon State games, those games have been really some big blowout games. So a rivalry game like this one, UCLA and all that, this one will probably be a dead under game. And normally they are, because like it's a defense step up and really want to show up.
Okay, moving on. Another rivalry game. Two teams with probably not going to have their starting quarterbacks available. Cal is a 2.5-point underdog at Stanford with a total of 40.
Yeah, that total is telling you maybe change the channel, watch another football game. You're not going to see that many points because, A, California has been having trouble scoring all season long, and now their starter quarterback's not playing. Stanford has been having trouble scoring. Granted, they looked pretty good at home in their last home game against Arizona, but I lean towards Stanford very, very small in this one. But, again, it's going to be a very, very, very ugly game. You're watching an SEC or a Big Ten game because that's how low scoring it's going to be. I would think, and I think there's value on the under in this game because Cal is their last 12 road games, 11 of them gone under. So I think there is value in a total being as low. But the favorite is a 6-1 against the spread. Stanford at home. Give me Stanford.
The other end of the total spectrum, 76.5 for Oregon State, Washington State. The Cougars are at home, and here's another double-digit spread, 10.5. How do you see that?
Yeah, this one's going to be interesting, though. Big, huge total. I think it's a little bit too high. I understand maybe 70s, because I think there's going to be weather involved. And if there's weather involved, that means this total will probably plummet to maybe to the low 70s. Oregon State, nice win last weekend, putting up 35 points against ASU. I mean, they put up some big numbers. Remember in Arizona, they won 56-38 on the road. So I understand why this total is really high. I'm going to wait to see what kind of weather is involved. Washington State's last three conference games, all three of them have gone over the total. 4 out of the last 5 have gone over the total. But I'm going to sit back and wait to see what the weather is involved. I don't see that much value in the game itself. Maybe take the plus points on this one. But again, if there's weather involved, anything can happen with weather. So I'm going to wait to see how much rain has fallen before I place my a wager or even think about putting a wager in at Martin Stadium.
So it's 76.5 now. Let's say you knew the 100% chance of a downpour. How much would that affect the total? Is that a 10-point swing in the total?
Not 10 points. It would probably close around maybe 68.5, around there, a 10-point. Because we don't want to go too drastic, then people will get us, we'll get middled for both sides. But I can guarantee you the 70s would be no longer there.
My last nickel, where should I put it on the Pac-12 this week?
I'm going to say if you had a last nickel, I'm going to say forget the games. Put it on Oregon to make the 14 playoffs at 4-1.
There you go. Wow.
I like them. I think they beat Utah in the if they can get to the conference championship. If so, I think they leapfrog Alabama or Oklahoma and all that. And I think they land that 4 spot. Now, of course, they have to beat against Utah, win the rest of their games. But 4-1 with Oregon Ducks, and I think the committee is going to really say, hey, you know what? They lost to Auburn, an SEC team that we all supposedly loved and better than sliced bread. They played in SEC. I think that's going to be big for them in the committee's eye. So give me the 4-1 to make the 14 playoff at the Oregon Ducks. I think it's great, great value. And you can really get good value on them. Let's just say to even win it all, they're 16-1. If you make it to the Final Four, now you can hedge off that ticket because you got 16-1 odds.
Why don't we? You want to let folks know where they can find your content?
You can find my content over at DocSports.com, one of the handicappers and writers over there. You can find all my crazy prop bets over at MyBookie.ag. Put some fun stuff up all weekend long. Carmelo Anthony betting odds, the debate odds tonight, Jeopardy odds, you name it. I'll put stuff up for betting odds, but you can find me over at MyBookie.ag and on social media at BSI DocSports. On Twitter and Instagram, Rafael Esparza.
And so what are your updated playoff odds for Oregon and Utah?
To win it all, we got Oregon at 6-1 and Utah 61, which is great value. If they beat Oregon, they could be easily in. Now, you can bet, will Utah make the 14 playoff? They're plus 290. And to miss the 14 playoff, they're minus 350.
And what's Oregon to make and miss the playoff?
Oregon to make the playoffs, they're 4-1, and to miss the playoffs, they're minus $5.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you guys like their chances, it seems like.
And what the committee told us yesterday, that whoever, if it's Utah or Oregon, they could easily leapfrog that 14 and make it to the spot.
I should ask, is there any game nationally that you like this week? Ohio State 18.5 over Penn State. God, that's a huge number. Anything stand out to you across the country?
Yeah, that was interesting. I mean, I didn't think it was going to be that big 18.5. I would probably look at maybe taking Penn State plus the points on that one. Deep in heart, UNLV plays San Jose State, their last home game at Sam Boyd Stadium before they move over to the Raiders Stadium. So they're plus 6.5. If I can get plus 7, I think the Rebels, even though they stink, I think they can keep that game close and maybe win it for their last hurrah over at Sam Boyd Stadium.
There we go. A little hometown knowledge there for you. Hometown advice from Rafael here before we cut out for the week.
Down to the wire next weekend for holiday weekend. Yeah. Love Thanksgiving. You got football, good football games on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So it's one of my favorite times of year is Thanksgiving. You eat too much and you watch some football all day long.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Rafael. I will speak to you next week.
Take it easy. Have a fantastic week.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.